Sometimes people with severe brain injuries develop behavioral issues that are hard to manage. This can make it difficult to find them a place to live. Starting in 2014, Washington's Medicaid program began sending the most difficult-to-place patients with brain injuries to a rehabilitation hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But instead of staying for months, some of them stayed for years at a cost of millions of dollars. In part two of our series, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on how this unusual arrangement came about.
When Michael Oakley collapsed at home in November of 2013, his partner, Paul Linus, rushed to save him.
911 talked me through CPR, and I was doing that when the paramedics got there.
It took several minutes to get Michael's heart beating again. And during that time, his brain was deprived of oxygen. When he emerged from a coma days later, he was permanently brain injured.
So that began our journey.
Michael was in the hospital for months. Because of his brain injury, he was disoriented and he could be aggressive. Lena said Michael would hit and slap. Sometimes hospital staff had to call a code gray, that's hospital speak for a combative patient. Michael's behavior made it challenging to find a place that would take him after he left the hospital. As Linus scoured the internet for options, he came across Brookhaven Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was a neurologic rehabilitation facility that would take Medicaid, the state's insurance program for low-income and disabled residents. Linus says he asked a hospital social worker about sending Michael there. She said she'd asked the state for approval, but it was unlikely to go through. But then, a few weeks later, he got a call. The transfer had been approved.
I said, "You're kidding." And she said, "No." And she said, when it came through, everyone in the office was like, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. They approved it?
Not long after that, Linus accompanied Michael aboard an air ambulance flight to Tulsa, where he was admitted to Brookhaven Hospital.
I think the hardest day of my life was having to fly home from Tulsa the very first time.
But Linus says he took comfort knowing that Michael was getting treatment, and soon he started showing signs of progress. Now, it turns out Michael was a trailblazer. In order to send him to Oklahoma, Washington's Medicaid program had signed a contract with Brookhaven, and word started getting out. One of the people spreading the word was Janet Mott. She's with the Brain Injury Alliance of Washington State.
Because I see a lot of people with brain injury, I was making it known.
Mott says up to this point, there were few, if any, options for brain injury patients with severe behavioral issues. Now, finally, there was some place to go.
People began to say, oh, there is some hope.
One person Mott told about Brookhaven was Steve Jenks, whose wife Lori had a severe traumatic brain injury from a head-on car crash. Lori had been cycling in and out of group homes because of her behavior. Eventually, she too was approved to go to Brookhaven. Jenks says when they got the news, it was bittersweet.
Because I really wanted to get her out of the hospital, but I didn't want her halfway across the country either.
Lori was the third patient from Washington to go to Brookhaven. Over the course of 3 years, Washington's Medicaid program sent 16 brain-injured patients to Oklahoma. In each case, the patient flew by air ambulance at a cost of nearly $250,000. Once they arrived at Brookhaven, their care cost on average $1,000 per day per patient. Some of the patients stayed for years. Steve Jenks' wife is still there.
You know, I thought, well, they're telling me that she needs to be here about 3 months and then she can come back to Washington. But it turns out she's been there over 3 years.
So how did this happen? Because when the state of Washington sent the patients to Oklahoma, there was no plan to bring them back. That part of the story tomorrow. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.